Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Now, today we're on our experience unit, and if you were with us on our last program, well, we read a diary entry that was all about what happens when a teenager feels that their parents are interfering too much in their life. It's all about how when a teenager wants more independence and more privacy, but parents don't necessarily feel that way. Well, today's program is kind of similar to that. It's called When Parenting Goes Too Far, and it's about what happens when, I guess, parents kind of get too involved, which might seem impossible for, from a parent's perspective. Anna, I know you have kids, so, do you feel that parenting can go too far sometimes?
Of course.
Okay, so like, give me an example of how parenting could go too far. What do you think?
I always tell my son to wear more clothes.
Mm-hmm. All the time. Okay, yeah.
To avoid the cold.
And he probably says, Mom, give me a break. Yeah, stuff like that. Parents and kids always go back and forth about stuff like that. And that's what our program is going to be about today. What happens when parents don't give their kids independence and just try to kind of baby them all the time? All right, let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then Anna and I will be back. Reading.
When Parenting Goes Too Far. Parenting is a difficult task, and sometimes parents take things too far by overprotecting their teenagers. These parents are called helicopter parents because they are constantly hovering above their kids to monitor them. They overprotect their children because they are extremely concerned about their kids' safety and education. Most helicopter parents are unaware that they put too much pressure on their teens. They often check a child's phone or computer without asking for permission. Some parents might also put their kids in a number of after-school activities and extra lessons. However, teens usually cannot handle such pressure and argue with their parents about it. What's worse, teens might even refuse to speak with their parents. This situation could harm a teen's maturation. Nevertheless, there are some solutions to overparenting. Parents should allow their children to make mistakes and be alone sometimes. As for teens, they should promise that they will look after their own safety and focus on their studies. This way, parents need not worry, and teens can have some of the freedom and independence that they crave.
好，所以在这里其实呢，我们提到的这个 parenting 啊，就是照顾小孩啦，或者是当父母这一件事情。可是当父母这件事情，有时候我们自己也不自觉啦，会有一点 go too far， 其实就是太超过或者是太过分的意思。
Now the article starts off by saying parenting is a difficult task. This is definitely true. People often say that parenting or being a parent is the most difficult job you will ever have. And sometimes parents take things too far by overprotecting their teenagers. If you take something too far, it means you go to an extreme, you overdo something, or you go past the limit.Take things too far is our shortcut for you for today, and we've got a short skit for you so you can learn some more about this phrase. Shortcut for you.
I'm back from the supermarket. This is a lot of food.
It's okay. Thank you for getting all of this.
No problem. We can cook some for our dinner guests later.
Yes, we'll cook all of the food tonight.
No, you take things too far.
So I need to take these things very far? But I'm tired. I don't want to go anywhere far away right now.
To take things too far means to overdo or exaggerate things.
I get it now. Take things too far means 太夸张了。
Right. I meant that we can cook some of this food later tonight. There's no hurry.
Oh, that sounds much better. I'm a little tired, so I can rest first.
Great. I'll watch football, and you can cook while I do that later.
Wait. Now you take things too far.
所以其实有时候这个太超过齁，不晓得父母亲是这是个无意识的呢还是有意识的 anyways 就是因为太超过的关系。可是说真的啦 honestly, parenting is really, really difficult. We'll never know the balance, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a parent myself, but, now that I'm older, now that I'm grown up, I can definitely appreciate, you know, all the sacrifices my parents had to make and all the difficult decisions they had to make almost on like a daily basis with their kids, with myself and with my brother. So, yeah, being a parent is definitely not easy. Now, some parents, as we, just learned in our shortcut for you, they take things too far and they overprotect their teenagers. These parents are called helicopter parents because they are constantly hovering above their kids to monitor them. To hover actually means to stay in one position in the air above something. And that's what this aircraft called a helicopter can do. It can just sit there above a certain place on the earth or above people, and it will just stay there. It doesn't move around, it doesn't go up or down or side to side, it can just sit there. And that's what they're saying some parents do. They just sit there over their teenagers, just always watching them to monitor them. Monitor means to watch something very, very closely. So they're just sitting there over their teenagers saying, oh, what's he doing now? Should I interfere? Should I get involved? Should I ask questions? Should I tell them what to do? Just means they're constantly doing things like that.
不过当然这些直升机父母 Helicopter parents 对中文真的就直接翻成直升机父母甚至有一本书就是这么称呼他们的 Anyways 他们是出于好意啦想要去 protect 想要保护小孩可是为什么叫直升机父母呢就是因为直升机会 hover hover 是盘旋在空中的意思他们会盘旋 they hover above their kidsTo monitor them. Monitor 就是监视的意思。所以每一个行为呢都不放过就是停在空中呢一直不断的看着小孩 trying to protect them.
They overprotect their children because they are extremely concerned about their kids' safety and education. They are extremely concerned and extremely simply means to the highest possible level. They're concerned. They're worried. They want their kids to be protected. They want them to learn everything there is to learn and get a very good education. So in order to do this, they sometimes hover too much. They're always there, always around and always kind of, interfering or trying to guide their teenagers' lives.
Right, 当然是因为很担心很关心 be concerned about, 就是因为很关心很担心所以才会造成 overprotect, 过度的保护。而且这个担心呢是非常非常非常极端的 extremely concerned about their kids.
Most helicopter parents are unaware that they put too much pressure on their teens.If you are unaware of something, it means you don't know that it is happening. You don't know that it is going on. And in this case, it's saying parents don't know that they are putting too much pressure on their teens. To put pressure on someone means to make them feel stress, make them feel worried about something. Some ways that a parent might put too much pressure on their kids might be that...They will tell their kids, okay, you need to get perfect scores on all your tests, and not only that, you need to be captain of the basketball team, you need to lead the debate team, you need to get into the best university, and then you need to go become a doctor or a lawyer, and then have, 3 grandchildren for us, and marry the perfect boy or girl, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's just an example, an extreme example, of putting a lot of pressure on someone.
欸、真的这样压力是很大的耶。如果父母亲对你的要求期待这么多的话 ,they put a lot of pressure on you. Put pressure on someone, 就是给某人造成压力。而且这些直升机父母呢常常是不自觉的。那么能够察觉到叫做 aware, A-W-A-R-E。可是不能察觉到的呢是在形容词前面加 un, 所以没办法察觉到 unaware。当然它的用法可以是 be aware, 或者是 be unaware of something, 或者是 be aware, be unaware that, 再加上一个子句。
They often check a child's phone or computer without asking for permission.Anna mentioned kind of a similar situation the other day. She said her dad once read her diary. Now, this is kind of the new version of that. Parents will check their child's phone, maybe read their text messages or IMs, seeing what they've been sending and receiving with their friends, or they might check their computer, maybe check their Facebook page or something like that, their social networking pages, and see what's going on.And of course, they won't ask permission. They won't say, hey, Junior, can I check out your Facebook page?
Because
no. They, yeah, exactly. N-O, no way are they going to give permission for that. Permission just means that you say somebody is allowed or can do something. If you have permission, it means yes, you are allowed to do that. If you do not have permission, it means no, you cannot.
所以在这里的 permission 其实是名词允许许可的意思 permission P-E-R-M-I-S-S-I-O-N 当然这个允许许可的动词叫做 permit P-E-R-M-I-T permit someone to do something
Some parents might also put their kids in a number of after school activities and extra lessons A number just means many, a lot We don't know the exact number but if you say, wellI'm in a number of clubs, or I enjoy a number of activities. It just means I enjoy a lot of different things. And some parents might put their kids in a number or a lot of after-school activities and make them take a number or a lot of extra lessons on top of going to school.
所以在这里的 a number of 其实就是 many, 很多很多后面加上可数名词或者我们常会用到 plenty of, P-L-E-N-T-Y-O-F, plenty of something.
However, teens usually cannot handle such pressure and argue with their parents about it. So this is where the disagreements come from. What's worse, teens might even refuse to speak with their parents. This situation could harm a teen's maturation.If you refuse to do something, well, it means you say, no, I will not do that. So if a teen refuses to speak with their parents, they just stop speaking to their parents. They stop talking. They don't want to do it anymore. This situation could harm a teen's maturation. Could just means, well, it might do that. It might not, but it might do that. It might harm a teen's maturation.And maturation just refers to the process of going up or of maturing, as we sometimes say.
That's right. 所以当我们长大的时候成熟在英文可以用动词的 mature, M-A-T-U-R-E, 或者我们看到的是名词的 maturation. 但是如果青少年拒绝沟通的话这个拒绝做某事在英文叫做 refuse,To do something, refuse, 当动词。当然它的名词叫做 refusal, R-E-F-U-S-A-L。不过这句子呢可能还要注意一下有一个助动词 could。当 could, 助动词我们用到过去式的时候它可以指的是这个可能性低一点。所以如果我们看到的是 could, 就变成有可能如何如何。而这种拒绝沟通的情况可能会伤害青少年的成长哦。
Nevertheless, there are some solutions to over-parenting. Solutions to something means there are ways to solve a certain problem. So there are ways to prevent or ways to solve the problem of over-parenting.
不过在这里的 solution to something, 要特别注意这个介系词的 to。在英文当中啊在英文当中的这个 to 呢是有一种针对某一种 特定的意思，也就是说呢，有一个问题，它有一个解决方案，所以这个 solution to a problem 在中文还是翻成问题的解决方案，可是并不是我们想象中或常用的 of， 而是 a solution to a problem， 或者是 an answer to a question， 或者是 the key to a door， 它是一种应对的关系，而不是所属的关系。
Parents should allow their children to make mistakes and be alone sometimes. Remember, as we often say in English, we learn the most from our mistakes. As for teens, they should promise that they will look after their own safety and focus on their studies. If you promise to do something, it's a very serious thing. It means that you say, I will definitely do something.If you don't do what you promised, sometimes we say that you break a promise, and that's something you never want to do.
That's right. 所以 promise 可以当动词承诺或者是名词的承诺。当我们做出了一个承诺 ,make a promise, 我们就要 keep the promise and don't break the promise.
This way, parents need not worry, and teens can have some of the freedom and independence that they crave. So this is the compromise. Parents can back off just a little bit, but teens have to keep their promise that they will, well, take care of themselves and also keep studying as well so they can have a bright future. This way, teens can have this freedom and independence that they crave. To crave something simply means to want, to have something very, very much.
所以当我们很想很想要一个东西的时候，就可以用这个及物动词叫做 crave, C-R-A-V-E。不过文章最后一句话当中的最后三个字 that they crave 是个关系子句，用来修饰前面的 the freedom and independence。
Alright, well, we've learned a lot, today and with yesterday's program as well about how to deal with things between parents and teenagers.Now it's time for You Chat. For You Chat. All right, today's For You Chat question is all about free time. So let's talk about what we did when we were teenagers. So what did you like to do with your free time when you were a teenager, Anna?
I listened to music, play the guitar.
You played the guitar?
A little bit.
A little bit, okay. That's cool. What else did you do with your free time?
Played with my sisters and brother. Watched TV. You know, Taiwanese girl.
Okay, that sounds, yeah, like, but those all sound like very good.
Very, you know,
like,
indoor activities.
Wholesome activities. I don't think any parents out there would be like, ooh, I don't want her doing that. I don't want her doing, you know, playing the guitar, mm-hmm. or playing with their brothers and sisters.Those are all, you know, healthy ways to spend your free time. You mentioned music. Mm-hmm. I did the same thing. I loved listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I also played the guitar, too. Mm-hmm. Not very well, pretty badly, but, you know, I tried.
Really?
I tried. I played the piano, things like that. So I like music. I like sports. And those are good things mm-hmm. for teenagers mm-hmm. to do in their spare time, things that their parents won't worry about too much.If you show maturity in your free time, then parents will give you more of it. So, keep that in mind. All right, you guys can discuss this as well. You can chat amongst yourselves about what you like to do in your free time. As for us, we are right out of time on today's edition of English for You. But we do hope to see you again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
When parenting goes too far...Parenting is a difficult task, and sometimes parents take things too far by overprotecting their teenagers. These parents are called helicopter parents because they are constantly hovering above their kids to monitor them. They overprotect their children because they are extremely concerned about their kids' safety and education.Most helicopter parents are unaware that they put too much pressure on their teens. They often check a child's phone or computer without asking for permission. Some parents might also put their kids in a number of after-school activities and extra lessons. However, teens usually cannot handle such pressure and argue with their parents about it. What's worse, teens might even refuse to speak with their parents. This situation could harm a teen's maturation. Nevertheless, there are some solutions to overparenting. Parents should allow their children to make mistakes and be alone sometimes. As for teens, they should promise that they will look after their own safety and focus on their studies. This way, parents need not worry, and teens can have some of the freedom and independence that they crave.
Vocabulary Review.
Monitor. Spies monitor foreign governments to gather secret information. Unaware. The woman was unaware that her husband was planning a birthday party for her. Permission. I need permission from my parents to stay out late tonight. Refuse. I already ate a lot for dinner, so I must refuse a slice of cake. Promise. The president promised to fix the country's economic problems.